in a couple of months' time, after the wooden structure of our new hall has gone up, we're going to have a delivery of bricks onto the site, which calls to mind a story about a firm which hired a group of new graduates but wasn't at all sure what department to put any of them in. The suggestion was made: put them in a closed room with a pile of bricks and come back a few hours later and see what they've done with them. If they're counting the bricks, put them in the accounts department. If they're recounting, then that's auditing they should go to. If they're throwing the bricks at each other, put them in operations. If they're sleeping, put them in security. If they're arranging the bricks in an unexpected order, then put them in planning. If they're talking to each other and not a single brick has been touched, put them in management. And if they're just staring out of the window, put them in strategy. I'm aware there may have been mixed reactions to being handed a new mission action plan along with a notice sheet as you came in. Speaking personally, I don't find the PCC meetings when we're producing the plan the easiest by any means. But I've found running this kind of process every 2 or 3 years gives a really good opportunity for everyone on the Church Council to table ideas, which I think almost all the members did. We then discuss the possibilities suggested and conclude with a simple show of hands to work out which ones have struck most of a chord with others for us to focus on. We pray before we start, and though to my mind we should be open to the possibility of receiving clear, direct instructions from God, most of the time it's then an exercise in using the wisdom that God promises. James 1, that we focused on a couple of weeks ago, being a key verse in that regard. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. With this week's reading from James 3 making clear, we're not looking for a worldly wisdom that might do whatever it takes, right or wrong, to achieve its ends, but rather asking for the Lord's wisdom as we decide on what seems like the best plan to further his kingdom in a godly way. As it happened at our PCC meetings in the autumn, the first parts of our processes produced a couple of lengthy long lists of possibilities. But in the end, there were very strong majorities for the options we settled on, which you can see in the little leaflets that were handed out to you. So, to take you through it, our mission action plan for the next 2 or 3 years. I find it helpful to begin with a reminder of our mission, which isn't something we decide, but rather God has revealed to us fairly clearly through the scriptures. The plan prints a verse from Acts chapter 2, summarizing some of the early church's priorities. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And if that doesn't sound very mission-oriented, well, the result, verse 47, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Could have printed lots of other verses. We could have printed the Great Commission that we heard read as a sterling call, not just to think of ourselves, but our mission to reach others with the good news of Jesus. And the leaflet then adds the welcome message we agreed just over a year ago. The main aim in choosing those words was to come up with something that would work well in our publicity. But as well as that, they do remind us of key aspects of our mission that if we're advertising to others, we ought to live up to ourselves. Next comes the section in the structure I work with, which is called vision. Now, I'm aware that word can be used in a wide variety of different ways. In this particular model, it's used to highlight a limited number of broad areas that we've chosen as a PCC to focus on in the next couple of years in our planning. And first of all, we recognise that there were a number of self-evident existing commitments. I'll come to that later. But then we chose three further headings. Families and work with under 12s to start with. Something similar to this has been one of the main focuses on each of the plans since I've been vicar, and maybe before that time as well. And for obvious reasons. Having people in church the kind of age that could well be parents is vital to our future. All ages matter, although a church that's all my age or older may have less of a future. Other vision focuses for the next couple of years: supporting community needs and growing in faith. And then the details of the plan develop each of those four areas. First of all, just spelling out some of our existing commitments, needs and priorities. To begin with, developing a new pattern for provision of music. Actually, since this plan was agreed, we seem to come some way into settling into a pattern. But it's all not quite as straightforward as when we had Geoffrey Walker available pretty much every week, twice a week. So there's more work in that area. We've also obviously got a priority to see through our new hall project. There's work to be done during the build period in liaising with builders, but then there'll be work to be done in our launch events, letting the community know it's there, in settling in, and there's bound to be issues and complications with that, and then getting activities up and running in the hall. Next up, for the last couple of years, we've been very fortunate to have an excellent events group up and running, which has developed a good wide variety of different events to enrich the life of the church, to help people develop friendships with one another and to enjoy one another's company together. Since the plan was agreed, they've gone ahead with the wreath making, with launching the book club, and there are some more events that are being tabled at PCC in a couple of weeks' time that they planned. And obviously having a group of people coming up with ideas is great, but that takes work to follow that through. And there's no point in just swamping ourselves with other ambitions and letting a good team like that's ideas go to waste. Also, last summer, we had a different programme for some door-to-door introductions in the summer evenings. It worked extremely well. There were, I think, four of us, had two very positive evenings, and we're hoping we might be able to encourage one or two others to join us as we repeat that, and maybe for one or two more evenings as well this summer and beyond. There's then a continuing focus on families and our ministry with those primary school age and a little bit above. And continue to try and recruit a new children and families worker. There'll also be the challenge, if we are successful in that, of ongoing funding for the post. We're immensely grateful for those who, over 12 months now, have stepped into the breach since Naomi was taken ill, and want to continue actively encouraging and supporting them, offering assistance and input where we can to help that ministry continue. As one or two children in our morning service have got beyond the age of 10, there's also been a re-establishment of a little group for them, a Sunday squad, and that there's more work to be done in establishing that and seeing it happen. As well as that, in the past, for a number of years, there's been quite an emphasis on ongoing contact with those who brought children for baptism. For a few years, 20 or 30 years ago, it was really effective. It then became rather harder work, and I'd rather lost heart with it, and there were fewer baptisms to follow up as well. But the PCC was very keen that we establish a team to have another go at that. Next up, supporting community needs. Recognising that that includes some of the needs of church members, and some of the activities that we've launched over the past few years have been providing a nicer balance of both helping church members and also others in the local community as well. There's the possibility of some of those activities relocating to the new hall to give some more capacity, things like the Renew Cafe and Little Sparklers, most obviously. As you can see, we've held on to a bowling mat set as well, and we're going to explore the feasibility of a bowling group to use that in the new hall, and maybe one or two other new church-run activities as well. There's also the task of advertising and management of external hirers. Mean that having accepted zero rating, there's an initial limit to the number of hours we're allowed to rent the building out, but we are allowed to take some hirers within that those rules, and we want to do that. But that all takes organisation and management and church members' time. And then the final heading of these details, growing in faith. PCC is keen that we have a stronger encouragement of personal Bible reading. And immediately after we'd agreed the plan in November, there was a bit of that emphasis in encouraging people to think about a traditional printed Bible reading notes. And a number of additional people signed up for that, which is a great start. But over the next year or two, there are other ways in which you can interact with the Bible at home, and we're going to be sharing a little bit about some of those possibilities as well, to encourage people to think about how they might to benefit from God's Word at home on their own. Most years I've offered an introductory study course to help people think about the Christian faith. And Aaron was keen to do that, and that would provide something a bit different with a different leadership. I'm also keen for the PCC to explore putting on, well, initially either a day or a weekend for fellowship and teaching, probably going somewhere else, though it could conceivably be on our own premises. So that's our mission action plan for 2025-2026. These focuses and goals aren't cast in stone. We can't know the future, and the letter of James has a stern rebuke in chapter 4 to those who are too confident that they do. It could be that new challenges, new possibilities suddenly arise that the church council decide need to take priority, as happened in the pandemic, of course. But most years that won't be the case, and it'd be appropriate to stick broadly to the priorities we've decided together. You may perhaps know the six P's of planning. Some say their origin is in military strategy. They've been used much more widely too, though. Proper planning and preparation prevents poor performance. I feel that a church version should somehow squeeze in another P, for prayer, asking that we all seek the Lord's help and strength as we seek to further the mission he has given us in this place, and especially welcoming the whole community, discovering God's love together, and following the teaching of the Lord Jesus. Amen.